I'm employee of the week. Yesterday, I was employee of the day. I got it again 2 days in a row.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
People are subscribing that I got on a call with 9 months ago, haven't talked to since. I don't lose $5,000 in the bank. Yes.
I had to go from GoPuff to a new app.
Postmates.
Nope. Uber Eats.
I don't like where this is going.
The usual promotion is like 40% off up to $15. But this time, they ratchet up to 50% off. There's a Shake Shack right below me. This deal that's 50% off, you can stack that with other offers. I'll just say, long story short, I ate four burgers. I ate four burgers because I had them. I had hockey after, dude. Dude, talk about a sunk cost fatty on the ice, dude.
Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense, baby. Through straight through your veins. That intro went right through my veins.
Nice.
Oh, it felt good.
Oh, it felt great. Ice cold. Ice cold. Nice. Where do we want to start, Pop? I'll tell you where we're going to start.
Oh.
I'm employee of the week. I am employee. Nice. Yesterday, I was employee of the day. I got it again 2 days in a row. And the week's ending. The reason being, and this isn't really going to be a business episode because we've done a lot of that the last 2 days.
Well, get old.
Oh no, you're out here trying to sell. That's all you're doing all day long. You're Mr. Salesman. I'm selling people from 9 months ago. People are subscribing that I got on a call with 9 months ago. Haven't talked to since. I don't lose $5,000 in the bank. Yes.
That's good, dude. That's a long-term game you're playing. I'm playing short-term games over here. Talking to like 12-year-olds on phone calls, dude. I'll take any call.
Really?
It's actually crazy.
Minecraft editors?
Pretty much, dude. A lot of those. See, the problem is I'm not doing like a screening process at all. Someone's like, basically I put out a tweet like, hey, we got a shitload of editors. Does anyone want one? So basically anyone that responds yes, I'm like, let's get on the phone. Let's hang out. The problem is half of them expect a free editor.
Right. You go from the extreme of we didn't talk to any customers ever. So now we're in this place where we don't really have product market fit. And you're bouncing to the other end of the spectrum, which is talk to everyone immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And you win some.
And you're
going to
find the middle somewhere. I actually found the middle. There's this one guy I've been trying to get on the phone. And he's been kind of dirt. Like, I'm like, hey, dude, you want to do like 2 p.m. today or 4 p.m. tomorrow? And then he responds tomorrow. He's like, 2 p.m. is good. Like talking about, fuck.
I went space time. I get it.
He doesn't hit me till the next day. And it's like, dude, that was a time slot for yesterday. And then he's like, oh, my bad. I'm like, how about like 4 p.m.? And he just like doesn't hit me until like 3:57 p.m. And he's like, 4 is good. And I'm like, dude, that's not how this works.
Did you talk?
Turns out he's like 10 years old.
No wonder he can't schedule because 10-year-olds can't. You need a calendar,
fingers, dude.
We'll get you a calendar. He's got nothing. Mr. Salesman.
He's got nothing.
Give me a thread. Give me a thread. We'll figure that out.
Well,
he's thoughtless.
Damn, you really rattled me. I was going to talk about business.
No. Well, I got. Because I cut you off yesterday.
People like that stuff.
You had some goofy goo.
I'm getting a lot of learnings.
Okay, give me some learnings.
Now that I say that out loud, I don't really think I got many. a little bit of screening is nice.
Give us like three.
You need some urgency on things, or else people don't buy. Well, I got two.
It's
two
a game. Here's
threads.
What it is. I'll tell you what sales is, and then you give me your business. Two threads. I don't, but I'll give it to you. It's just, because I was just texting you this, it's just a game of persistence. It's you put out this idea, you talk to these people, and now it's about, you know, they're going to forget today. They're going to forget tomorrow. You got to ping them Saturday. They don't do it Sunday. They don't do it Monday. You got to ping them Tuesday. They close when. It's just, it's action at this point. So keep your head in the game, Pop.
Well,
you can always be employee of the week next week.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't like being gloated on. I don't know, dude. It's just like, why can't you buy now? Do I gotta like put a gun to your head and be like, hey, dude? I don't know, dude. I'm a chiller though. I'll wait 9 months. Doesn't matter. Although we don't have 9 months. How about this thread? How about this? Let me just tee you up. Because I got no lessons from my sales calls. other than 10-year-olds can't buy anything. I'm giving away free editors too. Not only am I not selling, I'm like losing us money. Short term. So, well, I don't know how PC this thread's gonna be, but
oh no.
Back in high school. Okay.
Back we're in leaving high school. Business? Are we announcing that we're leaving business?
Yeah, that one set sail, dude. She's out.
Gardaloo.
We'll give updates because I like the business, but you know, can't have that 3 days in a row, apparently. So back in high school, something happened, okay? Middle school was sick. Middle school was the best. Then I got to high school, and I'm going to say why in a second. I got to high school, and suddenly, checks and balances.
What?
They wouldn't let us run free. And by run free, I mean toss out the R word. Dude,
we got that so half-baked.
You better watch out.
We got the bake it. Bake it. You got time to bake it. There was a time in elementary school, so K through 5, where we were just throwing around G bombs and F bombs and R bombs, like it was an epidemic. It was every sentence. Elementary school F bombs for the folks that are a little light.
Oh, I thought you meant the other. That F bomb. There are a couple F bombs.
Rhymes with maggot, and oof. We would throw those around. The principal of elementary school had to call every single K through 5 boy into the auditorium and give us a stern talking to. And anyone who said those words from there on out would be, I don't know, sent home or something. Dude. But high school's a little late, Pop. High school's a little late.
In elementary school, so I just moved schools. Like my parents got divorced. We moved towns. And then I go to this new town and I'm like crying every day at elementary school. So not a good time.
I don't mean to laugh. But I don't mean to laugh.
Dude.
I don't mean to laugh. It's just a whole other thread.
Dude, it's a deep thread. But I had like one friend at this school that I moved to because he played on my hockey team. And at the end of the year, like really tough emotional roller coaster of a year, we get our yearbook. And in the yearbook, everyone's like, hey, what's the acronym? It's like, thank God it's summer.
Hags.
TG.
Have a great
Hags,
summer.
Hags. Have a great summer. Yeah, there's just like hags everywhere. And so everyone's like passing around yearbooks so you can write like hags and something cute. And my friend, the hockey friend, he gives me his yearbook and we're like literally like 9 or 10 years old. And I write like, go die in an effing hole, Dylan. Because I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny because everyone's like, have a great summer. I'm like, dude, go die in a hole.
Fourth grade. That's dark. It's really
dark. It depends
how
you interpret it. It's like you could say my tweets are dark, but I think it's funny. It's like
fourth
it's the
grade,
one way
though.
Where you don't.
Imagine you're a principal that is told this fourth grader in somebody's yearbook wrote, go die in a effing hole.
That's what happened. My friend brought this home to his mom. And his mom's like looking through the yearbook. And she's like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Like, Kurt, you look so cute. Look at all your friends writing all these nice things. It's like, Kurt, what's wrong with Dylan? And she's like, fucking freaked out, went to the principal, and I'm like, come on, dude, I'm his friend. Like, what do you think's gonna happen here? I'm 9 years old. Am I gonna kill this guy? He's literally on my hockey team. Like, so whatever. I get suspended 2 days. I get put in like this cubicle all day long in the corner of the school that I hate. And I have to go and like sweep. I have to go and sweep like the front of the school as the kids are all going on a field trip, and it's just like me just sweeping. And like all my friends just like going on the bus, dude. That was tough. But okay. What's the point there? There were a lot of like hoopla, craziness in underage kid world. And so by the time high school rolls around, also like, dude, I had a YouTube channel. This is going to be the longest detour of a thread. I had a YouTube channel with a couple buddies in middle school. And oh, dude. I mean,
his
mom had to remove all the videos. I'm kind of bummed because we didn't get to download them, but like I had one character and dude the IQ was like 770, maybe 60.
It's not good.
So wasn't that good. But then coming into high school, like, okay, we're like, hey, it's not fun to make fun of these dumb people. Like that the R word retarded, just like, hey, we're not gonna say that anymore. And we're like, okay, awesome, like let's play like basketball together. And so we dude
Sorry. Oh no.
Sorry.
Oh no, dude, he's reliving it live on the air.
Fuck. Yeah. See, that's what happens when you peel back a thread live on the air. we had this thing called like Unified Sports. Did you have that?
No.
Unified Sports. Is, no, like, but I'm normal scared kids play for with you. The special kids.
I'm
dude.
So scared for you,
dude. So we have a big unified game. Like one year it was like basketball. One year I don't know baseball, and then this year it was volleyball. So it's like the whole school in the auditorium for this volleyball game. And fucking our principal, who's playing on his unified, it's like unified versus unified. It's like a bunch of teachers and like special
kids. That just
kids
shouldn't be a
versus
thing.
Other people.
Dude,
it's hilarious.
It shouldn't be
it's
a
like,
thing.
It's like
nice
mixing
in theory,
Special Olympics with normal.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially when our principal tees up a serve, fucking slams it, nails the most... special, I don't know what to call her. Most retarded girl in the school just gets slammed in the face. She yelps, dude. Sorry.
You...
Fuck. Fuck, dude. Fuck.
You're going to lose the
battle.
I don't
battle know what we're going to do with that.
And the war.
Dude, I still think about that yelp, dude. The whole school lost it. But okay, pretty much like right after that event. Like, enough's enough, okay? We can't say this word anymore. We're getting to the point of my thread. All right.
Bring it.
We
back
all
around.
Like cancel the R word. R word's toast. Should have canceled the principal too. He's still there. He actually just retired. Good for him. So we canceled the R word, but I'd have like this one math professor that would just like vent to our class. And he's like, guys, I totally get the movement. I get the movement. I'm like, dude, we're trying to learn math. He's like, no, like, hear me out. So this R word thing, fine, we can cancel it. But like, stupid is like the word. People are going to look for a word to just substitute in for stupid. That's the thing. And it's always going to be some slur. And so for a while, we just haven't had a word. That's kind of where dird came about, was like dird's kind of like our word for just dumb. That sounds funnier than the word dumb. But my point is that math teacher, that sophomore math teacher, he was right, because the new word is autistic.
Oh,
that's
in high school?
Thread. No, like currently, like we were searching for.
Oh,
word.
Currently.
Basically, here's the point of this thread.
This is what people are saying
like,
now?
It's kind of, it sounds, it, I don't know, I just hear it a lot now. And it's like, oh, that's, yeah. I realized that's the word. And so last night I went
it's
on
also
Google
the
Trends
circles.
Just,
it's also the circles we hang out in, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like tech. Entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But yes, like 5 years ago, I do agree. Like that became the thing. So you went on Google Trends. Autistic.
Yeah, I basically went on Google Trends because I was trying to like figure it out, and you can see like we'll put up the graph, but like retarded goes down, and like right as it goes down, like autistic's like here, flatlining, and then like a couple years after, it's like, oh, we found the word, and it just skyrockets.
Really?
It's like. Yeah, Google Trends autistic is like through the roof. So I think we just found our replacement word.
Huh. Can you see, does the y-axis of that trends have like a unit of how much the word's being used? Like does autistic today, is it the same volume
as it was
retarded?
Pretty sure it was relative. So it's giving interest over time out of 100%. It's not as like scientific.
Oh, interest over time.
Like as retarded goes down, which started in like 2012-ish, in like 2015,
I'm just wondering,
2016
does
is when it starts
autistic
skyrocketing.
Come back, and is it used as much? Probably not. I think people have become more tolerant in general, but it's still interesting. That's your thread.
That's
huh?
just all I thought, dude. Wow. My bad. I didn't.
No, that was
a
great thread.
A lot
we're probably going to have
there.
To cut. Yeah, that was. That's a thread. Some would say that thread shouldn't exist. And we'll have to figure that one out.
Because
you're digging your own grave. But that's a problem, really.
But that's the thing. I think just it depends if you're laughing at him or with him.
Well,
granted,
you did the yelp.
I'm probably.
And there he goes. So. Moving on, I have a It's so loud. Case in point. So I have a business thread, a quick one to go out on a bang with, a whimper, if you will.
I got one more, too, if you want one.
Do you know what's the genre of yours?
Sunk cost fatty.
we'll end with that. So, because that's my favorite bias. So, do you know about dentology?
Dentology.
Dentology?
Doesn't have to do with the mouth. It's different.
Yeah, it does. It's basically, it's this company that came along that like productized the dental practice. So, you know, like most dental practices are like, it's just some old person in my town that's been doing dental work forever. They got a small place with outdated tools and on and on and on. Dentology is like you go on their website and it looks like a D2C company. Any interest in the thread? Barreling on.
I mean,
so I'm all about those. Okay. I'm all about this like B2Cification of old services.
I thought you
like
said this work. Isn't a business podcast and you just go right back.
This is entrepreneurship.
Oh, did you have goo?
This is not goo, but I'm halfway
through.
Oh,
so you
through.
put the onus of goo on me?
Yes, sir. And you nailed
That's
it.
That's unfair, dude.
And all we're right. coming. We're going to end on your goo.
So I got to bring all the goo.
I had to get us away from, you said it's not laughing at them. It's dependent on if you're laughing at them or with them, and you're laughing at them. So I had to give us an entrepreneurship.
That's
threat.
Your assumption.
Accusations.
These are not accusations. This is false accusations. And
okay, so. Oh, he's lost it. He's unhinged. Hang on. Okay, so I'm all for it because my dentist that I went to all my life kind of sucked because, like, they're not bleeding edge. I want bleeding edge technology. So I go to dentology. Mm-hmm. It's so easy. Like, you book with a Calendly. You show up, they handle it all. I'm watching Netflix on the ceiling. They got all the latest tools. I'm just like, I'm all for this kind of like productized thing. So then I was like, where can I get more of these in the real world? And I found this another one that I went to this weekend called Clean Your Dirty Face.
Oh.
Which, first of all, just fantastic name. And what Clean Your Dirty Face has done is productized facials. So same thing. I go on cleanyourdirtyface.com. You book like a Calendly link. You can see all the services. You can click an add-on. And you just go. And they're just cranking out 30-minute facials. Because I forgot to give you the problem. How about that? I've always found it like really hard to find a place to get a facial or an esthetician. Or what. It's just like hard. It's hard to find. So I like these productized things. And I'm sticking to it. Try it out. Clean your dirty face. You and your dirty face. Now you can close.
No,
that's a great name, though.
Sometimes it's like, you ever get a really good steak? Yeah. No, well, this is why I wanted to buy the domain hireeditor.com.
Yeah, maybe. Or editorhire.com. Work on your sales first. Don't need a domain to close.
Well, hold on, let me see if I want to nibble. I'm still kind of sniffing.
This
is
the steak.
It. It's
ever
kind
had
of
a
like,
great steak.
Like tuna. Tuna I don't really like, but I can eat it.
Oh, there's a thread. I just finished the other night, Jiro Dreams of Sushi. You got to watch it. That's a Tim Ferriss rec. This guy, he's like, oh, you've seen it. Yeah, he's like 90 to 95 years old now, and he's been making sushi for 80 some odd years, and he's an absolute master of the craft.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's you.
Beautiful shots of lean tuna.
Dude, that's you if we never figured out how to crack virality. You would have been just
still living on the floor, shooting vlogs for no one. I'm still hanging on your steak analogy, as I'm sure the audience
well,
is.
Well, I'll just transition to food, dude. Food's fucking me, and it's fucking me bad. I also, dude, I listened back to the hook on the my bike getting stolen. And I dropped the F-bomb, I think, 12 times in literally 12 seconds. It was crazy. And then I screamed, kind of like how I screamed earlier on this podcast, but less offensively. I'm sorry for that, guys. Sorry, still funny.
There.
So
bring it in.
Here's the thing. Okay, we've had our issues with GoPuff. GoPuff were like, hey,
I ordered it last night, dude.
Ugh.
Home Alone, downloaded the app. I don't have the app. I keep it on delete.
Downloaded
it. I downloaded the app because I did spin the wheel, dude. And then, because you mentioned it, I spun the wheel.
No, dude.
And when I spun the wheel, I noticed a whole bank of 30,000 points I have and different coupons and stuff. So I started applying them to the order. So I started getting things I didn't even intend to buy from GoPuff. I added like a $3 ice cream coupon and like a $3 chips coupon. Like, I don't know. Your wheel.
They're everywhere.
I didn't know about spinning the wheel and getting points until you said it. Ignorance is bliss.
Blame me, dude. You're a victim. Well, here's the thing. I have more self-control. And also, I used up all my promotions. So I had to go from GoPuff to a new app.
Postmates?
Nope. Uber Eats. See, Uber Eats, I normally wouldn't even consider. I don't need this,
right,
but
more
it,
like
it makes
a,
it...
It's more like a meal. It's like a restaurant.
Yeah, it's for dinners. Which is a problem when you're always eating at like 2 a.m. So whatever, I like have the app and I got the munchies. It was after a hockey game. Pretty much all of my sunk cost fatty stories are after midnight.
And for the new listeners, this is the age old fallacy called sunk cost, where you've already like bought a ticket to something or paid for parking. You've already incurred a cost. So the cost is sunk. You should not then go on and, you know, go to the movie if you don't want to see it, or go to the park where you parked your car if you don't want to go to the park. That's like an additional cost. So you leave the sunk cost alone. Sunk cost fatty is like there's food in the vicinity and someone's got to eat it.
Basically what happens is I get Uber Pro or whatever, like the Uber One. Where it's like, I don't know, you pay like $12 a month or something and you get like discounts on things. I don't really know why I do that. I don't know if it's like free with the credit card. But our credit card also gives us like $25 a month to spend on this stuff. And I have my bike, so I never Uber anywhere. So I'm like, fuck, I got to spend this $25 on food.
Sunk cost fatty.
So that's just
fatty.
Like a sunk cost fatty. That's a fundamental problem. And then they'll have promotions, dude. So the usual promotion is like 40% off up to $15, which is like, I'm stoked. I'm going to fucking order everything like that. But this time they ratchet up to 50% off. And now I'm fucking stoked, dude. It's 50% off, but it's delivery only. So two problems. One, maybe fuck, that's Mike going.
Oh, and he's late.
Alarm. And I'm late. I'll keep it tight. Okay. I'll keep, there's a lot of sunk cost fatty stories. This one was like, it was 10:30 p.m. So basically, like, I was getting out of hockey and I was hungry. And no, dude, I'm home. Hold on. I'm mixing my stories. Let me focus. Let me dial it in. Okay. So I'm home. I'm home and hungry. And I didn't eat dinner. And this happened to me twice, actually, the same fucking day. But there's a Shake Shack right below me. It's right below me, dude.
No.
The problem, though, is this deal that's 50% off, you can stack that with other offers. So Shake Shack simultaneously has a buy one, get one free offer. Not only on one, not only on their chicken sandwich, but also this greasy burger. So now I got two buy one, get one free offers. But the problem is both of those, so those four burgers, those only add up to like $26. So now I still got like
so you're at 13.
I can get up to $15. So I got to hit 30 to get my maximum discount. Right?
Gotcha.
Cuz I get 50% off up to $15.
Up to
So now I got to get another burger. Or else I'm like,
what are we at? A chicken sandwich
off.
And a burger.
Two chicken
and
sandwiches
each.
And three burgers.
Okay. Right.
And all I wanted was like, I don't even eat burgers, dude. I really wanted a salad.
One person.
Dude, the logic, yeah. The logic was like Sweetgreen. Sweetgreen, the same offer was available for Sweetgreen, but I'm like, dude, I eat at Sweetgreen every day. But I actually preferred a salad at the moment. So it was kind of weird. And I didn't really understand what was going on. But it's also like a weird thing of like, this place is literally right below me, but the discount only applies to delivery. So like, I now have to make this a delivery order.
Some to get the perverse discount. Incentives going on.
It's the worst thing to save like $2. I suddenly like make him like walk up the stairs to get to me. But it's like more difficult than actually just going to the place because I have to coordinate with him to get in the door and everything. So basically, let me remember if there are more details. I'll just say, long story short, I ate four burgers. I ate four burgers because I had them. I couldn't do the fifth, dude.
So
oh,
if
this
I can
is
just
where
bring
the hockey
this...
game. I had hockey after, dude. After the fourth.
Dude.
Talk about a sunk cost fatty on the ice. Dude.
Yeah, so if I can just bring this back to a key takeaway. The sunk cost fatty is you had four burgers in your possession.
Didn't want one.
You really. Should have just thrown away three of them. Maybe even, some would argue four. But instead, you got sunk cost fallacy and you said, well, this is good food. You know, I should
gotta eat it.
Someone's got to eat it, or it's just a waste. But no, it's sunk. The burgers are.
You know
sunk,
what I did?
Pop.
Right after, as I was eating my burgers, dude, I was feeling really guilty, and I was thinking about who's the guy that does like gambling and like weighs himself every day.
Brian Johnson gambling?
No, he did like the roulette thing. Nassim Taleb looks up to him. He like lives his life really well. He's on Tim Ferriss. We talked about him like two episodes ago. He's like 90 years old and he weighs himself every day. Ed Thorpe. Thank you.
Oh,
Ed Thorpe.
Oh, gambling.
Dude, I thought about him and I'm like, I got to watch out because this discount, it's like, I keep thinking it's going to go away because it says for three orders only. But every time I check the app, it's like, refresh the discount and I get three more orders. So it's kind of like keeping me in this weird loop. So I had to buy a scale, dude. I just got a scale and I've been weighing myself every day. So I keep myself in line.
Smart. Yeah, I'm still in line. Did you shit your pants at hockey?
No, but I almost puked. We only had two lines, too, so it was a lot of skating.
Gardaloo!
I gotta go, dude.
See ya.